Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 8:06 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a beautiful Monday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, and you there, Paulie Rosenberg, Cara Ann Galante. She's waving to the crowd on the other side of the glass in 1-877. Nothing like me embarrassing Cara Ann every chance I get because you root for the America's team. It is a 1-877-337-6666 number to call as we continue with another two-hour schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan New York City. And we'll call this segment a segment with Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post. And Joe, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time.
Always good to schmooze with you, Steve.
Joe knows from schmoozing in Florida. Well, listen.
A kid who grew up in Queens and Long Island, all right?
So,
we all moved to South Florida eventually.
Excellent, excellent. And I know from how big your Twitter account is. I think it's like about 10 million. Am I correct?
Thanks for following me on Shad, Joe.
You have a huge following with the Twitter. Maybe more than Noah Syndergaard to let us know that he had the cameo on Game of Thrones from last night. And Joe has, what is it, about 250,000 followers with the Twitter. That's an awful lot, Joe. You ought to be happy about that.
Yeah, that and a bag of donuts will get me something.
Well, listen, and send some of those donuts over here. We're all hungry if you do get them. You went to St. John's and he worked for Newsday. And also ESPN as well. Am I correct about that too, Joe?
100%, Steve.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this. Should Cutler, well, listen, hindsight always, as they say in the trade with the cliche, 2020, does Tannehill regret not having surgery in the offseason?
From what I understand, he really wanted to avoid surgery, and he found a doctor who said, I don't think you have to have surgery. And these are dicey situations when you have star players and clubs and you get a lot of different doctors involved. You get a lot of different opinions and there's a lot of commiserating. And, you know, obviously hindsight is 2020. It was a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a decision that could end up costing Tannehill parts of three seasons when really if he had had the knee surgery at the end of last year, he might have missed the beginning of this season. But certainly would have been able to play.
Yeah, I can understand the macho end of it, wanting to play hurt less than 100%, but obviously it's come back to cost him and the team. How long did it take the Dolphins and Cutler to agree on the deal they agreed on?
There were a couple of days of back and forth between Dolphins head coach Adam Gase and Cutler. These two know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They had a successful run in 2015 in Chicago. Bears lost a lot. Bears have always lost a lot with Jay Cutler as their quarterback. But Cutler had his most efficient season, cut down on the fumbles and turnovers, didn't throw off his back foot so much, kind of listened to Coach Gase, who has a way of connecting with all sorts of players, and not many people have connected with Jay Cutler throughout his career, but for Gase, it made a lot of sense to reach out to somebody he knew who's so close to the season, knows the Dolphins system because it's the same system he ran in Chicago. And for Cutler, this might have been the only spot in which he would have so quickly given up his burgeoning Fox Sports broadcasting career. So we'll see what kind of motivation Cutler brings to the table because when he stepped away from the game, he sort of admitted that he was questioning that.
I think if you want to get a job in the NFL these days, Joe, as I alluded to earlier, might as well work for Fox Broadcasting, because John Lynch leaves. He becomes the GM of the 49ers. And then you have the broadcaster to be with Fox, Cutler, now joining the Dolphins. And I would think that next in line to replace possibly Todd Bowles, if he starts winning some football games, especially at the beginning of the season, might be Kevin Burkhardt. I think if you, I'm serious. I think if you want to get into the NFL, work for Fox, or about to be taking a job for Fox. If Cutler had not decided, and was money an issue with that, by the way? We know, what is it? The report is $10 million for the season. Did he want more than that? Did they have to go back and forth?
Money is always a factor. But for Cutler, I think his wife, Kristen Cavallari, who you might remember from that Laguna Beach Hills reality TV show on MTV. We all remember that, Steve.
Yes, certainly.
I think that she sort of talked to him about redefining his legacy and his perception. You know, we all have a perception of Jay Cutler, aloof, pouty, distant, disconnected, all those sort of things. And a guy who hasn't won much and who's always hurt. So I think Kristen sort of said to Jay, hey, you have an opportunity where you can be surrounded by some really, really talented players. The Dolphins might have one of the best offenses in the NFL. They certainly have one of the best running backs and one of the best receiving cores. We'll see if the offensive line can hold up. So he's sort of set up for success.
Well, you know, I would imagine Fish fans are hoping for that. However, the cynic is going to throw out there that by signing Cutler, this ensures that the Dolphins will have an 8-8 or mediocre season.
Well, the Dolphins hovered around 8-8 for a decade. And I had covered the Dolphins back in the Dave Wannstedt era. And I returned to the Dolphins beat last year and discovered that not much had changed. It was basically the same. It was like a dark decade. And so there was, in all honesty, this Adam Gase is the real deal. I mean, they think down here in South Florida that he's the next Don Shula. I mean, they're convinced that he is the man who will lead them back. And in all honesty, I mean, he says and does all the right things. And by all accounts, he's a really smart play caller. You know, he calls the offensive plays.
Yeah, and also they picked, I mean, also they lost some key players. And we know of one particular player that signed with the New York Football Giants. I mean, they lost some people defensively and yet still held their own, still finished in very respectable fashion last year and made the postseason. However, what is the reaction among Fish fans with Cutler now the quarterback?
I think a lot of fans shockingly would have preferred Colin Kaepernick, even though, as you probably know, Kaepernick did the Fidel Castro T-shirt, which certainly didn't endear him to the Cuban population down here in the Miami area.
Of course.
But, you know, I mean, look, in my estimation, the Dolphins made the best choice. That was a football decision. They didn't pass on Kaepernick for kneeling reasons or Fidel Castro reasons.
Well, you know what? You know, whether it's right or wrong, it is a business. And again, there's an argument whether we should allow that to factor into signing Kaepernick or not. Bottom line is, if you have distractions with protesting and the picket signs, not only on a Sunday because of Kaepernick with the Castro T-shirt and with the pig depicting police on the socks and everything else with the national anthem, I mean, whether it is right or wrong, politically correct or incorrect, it is a business, and I don't think anybody, and certainly the rest of the team, and certainly ownership, and certainly everybody associated with the Miami Dolphins, I don't think they want that kind of distraction if there was going to be a loud, outrageous kind of protest if Kaepernick had been signed.
And Jay Cutler kind of took the Dolphins off the hook. They were able to say, well, yeah, Kaepernick's the guy we would have considered, right along with Christian Ponder.
Well, we were also hearing Tim Tebow who is now with the Metropolitan Organization, as you well know, and also Kyle Orton. And now you're talking about one other quarterback they were considering.
Yeah, you know, I think Adam Gase is a very confident, brash young coach, and he won a playoff game with Tim Tebow. I mean, we all remember that crazy play.
Sure.
And so Gase, in all likelihood, as the Dolphins huddled in their offices in Davie, Florida, late into the night a few days ago, Gase surely pounded the table and said, I can win with Tim Tebow. I've done it. Call Tim. And then the other guys in the room, in all likelihood, said, yeah, no, thanks for the idea, but we're not going to call Tim Tebow. Well, plus, he hits the home run now, so you know, he needs to focus on that.
Well, I don't think too many Metropolitan fans want to focus on him coming up. Of course, he'll be coming up. As Sandy Alderson, GM of the Metropolitans, once said, Joe, it's a baseball decision that we signed Tim Tebow. And, of course, when they call him up in September, you know there's going to be plenty of jerseys available to buy in terms of with the sales and with the marketing.
As long as he's not a shortstop or first base, I'm all right with it.
Listen, with the Mets, you never know. Because last night in their game, I don't know if you watched it, they basically had four shortstops in the infield. Nobody knows who's on first or second or third. We know they have Rosario at short, and that's about. But they had four shortstops in the infield last night, or four guys who have been there at shortstop.
I don't really consider the Wilmer Flores shortstop era as ever happening. I sort of blocked that from my memory.
How about third base when he's breaking the wrong way? When he's breaking to his right on a ball hit to his left and breaking to his left on a ball hit down the third baseline.
It's confusing. They put him in all the different spots.
No, that's right. And all right, so now the Miami Dolphins are going in with Jay Cutler. And again, hopefully, as far as Fish fans are concerned, he'll cut down on the interceptions and go back to 2015, he and Gase, making some of it work, or most of it work, because as you know, the race is for second place in the AFC Eastern Division. What are the chances now with Cutler? Give me your take off the top of the head, tip of your tongue, of the Dolphin chances of making it in as a wild card with Jay Cutler as your quarterback.
40% chance the Miami Dolphins make the playoffs. Last year, picked the Dolphins to win 7-8 games. They exceeded expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalized on a soft schedule, more difficult schedule this year. I'm going to pick them again for 7 or 8 wins. I think that's the talent level of the team.
Might be 7 or 8 more wins than the Jets.
I know. Hey, you know what? It's a process.
Yes. Nicely done, Joe. I like that. Joe, getting rid of this thought. With one word, it's a process with a capital P, a process that's taken 40 years in the making. One thing about Kaepernick, everyone will talk and does talk with the politics and so forth and so on. He doesn't have his game anymore. He lost his job to Blaine Gabbert. Does anyone bring that up in Miami regarding Kaepernick, like aside from the Cuban neighborhood and the Cuban influence in Miami? I mean, he didn't have his game when we last saw him.
You know what's funny? Kaepernick had one really, really good game last year, and it was against the Dolphins. He almost led them to a victory. Kaepernick was tackled just shy of the goal line on the last play. Dolphins couldn't stop him. So the Dolphins defense, and they couldn't stop too many people on the ground last year, whether it was a running back or a quarterback. But I think that his style of game didn't really suit what Adam Gase has installed here. They would have had to revamp the offense in a way that Gase once did with the aforementioned Tim Tebow. But I agree with you. I think that Kaepernick is really not the player that once led a team to the Super Bowl at this point in time. And so I agree with you. There are football decisions being made along with the business decisions.
And obviously you did miss the boy named Sue and Mr. Vernon.
Yes.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Give us your Twitter account.
It's Shad Joe, S-C-H-A-D-J-O-E.
Okay, very. Now the 250,000 now will probably go up by maybe 10 or 15.
I'll take anything I can get.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.